your own brain, which I'll talk a bit about later. And then, if you like, you can listen to those suggestions or ignore them entirely, go your own way, do what works for you. And then we'll continue sitting in silence until about, I think it's 7:55 or so, a little over half an hour, and then we'll take a break and have a talk and discussion. So let's sit quietly for a bit, and then I'll offer a few suggestions. Thank you. Now I'd like to offer 6 suggestions for mindfulness. First, set an intention for this sitting. Know your intention both top down with words and bottom up as a felt sense of what it would be like to fulfill your intention, perhaps by modeling someone who is for you a kind of exemplar of the fulfillment of your intention. So first, setting an intention for this sitting. Giving yourself over to this intention. Second suggestion, really relax, as if you've come home from a long trip and can drop your bags and plop down on a chair or sofa and really relax. Taking a number of long exhalations, for example, inhaling for a count of 3 and exhaling for a count of 6. And really relaxing. Third suggestion, gently opening inside as you can to the sense of being cared about. Perhaps by bringing to mind someone in your life today or from your past that you know cares about you. You matter to this person. Could also be a pet, a spiritual being, a group of people. It need not be a perfect relationship, but in an important slice of the pie, you feel cared about. It's okay if other thoughts or experiences come up, like not feeling cared about. And as you can, try to find your way to a feeling, an experience of mattering, of being cared about. Fourth suggestion, help yourself feel as safe as you reasonably can, with a knowing of being in a protected setting here at Spirit Rock, among good people, with resources inside you and in your life that can help take care of you and protect you. Letting go of any unnecessary guarding or bracing. Opening to a growing sense of ease and safety. Letting go of any unnecessary vigilance. Any unnecessary anxiety as you can. Helping yourself feel safer, as safe as you reasonably can. Fifth suggestion, open to and encourage simple feelings of well-being. Perhaps heartfelt feelings of gratitude. Gladness. Maybe subtle feelings, but perhaps all-pervading feelings. Even happiness. Allowing basic feelings of well-being. There may be pain or negative emotions, and yet see if they can be held in a underlying space of basic well-being, basic all-rightness, with positive emotion somewhere. And then the last suggestion, sensing that the benefits of your practice tonight are sinking into you, sifting down into you like the rain, perhaps like a gentle salve, soothing places that have been wounded. The fruits of your practice, including in particular all the little moments, sinking into you, becoming a part of you. Your heart and body and mind like a sponge, receiving, and now, on the basis of whatever steadiness of mind has developed for you, meditate as you like. A basic fundamental orientation to meditation is to find some stable object of attention, such as the sensations of breathing, or perhaps a word or phrase, or an image, and then stay with it as an anchor while staying open and present with whatever else passes through awareness. Not getting caught up in things that are pleasant or struggling with things that are unpleasant. Letting them move through the space of awareness like clouds across the sky. Allowing the mind to settle and opening to perhaps a growing peacefulness. Staying present, breath after breath, while just sitting, a body breathing here and now. Now, Sean will have a few announcements.